superintendent bought this comparison. I said, United States, this was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I said, and he said, okay, I'll buy that. He said, I buy that analogy. He said, the United States is a sovereign entity. It makes, it determines whatever it wants to do, that's what it wants to do. It has no other judge other than itself.
Right.
Indian tribes are semi-sovereign entities also. So it's not, the federal government can't say the tribe doesn't exist, but it can determine with whom it wants to deal. So take Cuba, for example. The United States cannot say that Cuba doesn't exist, but it can say that it refuses to acknowledge the government of Cuba.
Right.
Which it does.
Right.
And therefore, we don't have an embassy, we don't have trade, we don't have grants, we don't have baseball games, all these other kinds of things, because we don't recognize their government. So it is fundamentally up to the federal government to recognize the leadership in the government of the tribes. And he says, yes, that's true. In other words, okay, so we can't come around and tell them, here's our organization. And you've got to accept us because the federal government can say we don't accept that leadership of the tribe.
Right.
That's what they have said to Sylvia Hurley. We don't accept your authority for the tribe. So now it is up to the federal government to say whom they will recognize as the authority for the tribe.